الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا، صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. We commence with the praises of Allah رب العالمين, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, our teacher, our guide, Nabiyya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and brothers, when we emerge from the womb of our mothers at birth, we are attached to our mothers by the umbilical cord. The first thing that the doctor or the midwife does is to sever the cord so that we can make it on our own in this world. However, the umbilical cord has significance beyond or besides the purely physical. The metaphorical connection to our birth mother will continue to make its influence throughout the life of both child and mother. The metaphorical connection will continue to make its bond throughout the life of child and mother. And this bond between mother and child is so powerful that however hard outside agents may try to break it and even succeed to a certain extent, the connection will always try to resurface, no matter how frayed that cord may become. In the light of this introduction that I have given you with regard to the umbilical cord, there is another cord which will make itself felt if we allow it to. If we allow it to. And that is the invisible cord which connects us to our Creator, Allah Rabbul Alameen, who is the true source from which all of us come into this world. And no matter how many outside influences we may have in life, that connection stays. That connection stays and will eventually clamor for attention. As we turn to our mothers for love and nurturing, our souls will continue to yearn for the love and the mercy of our Creator. We may ignore it. We may deny it. We may be blind to it. We may be deaf to it. But it will remain the one constant in our hearts, our souls, and in the very essence of our being. As we enter another season of Hajj, very shortly the Hujjaj will be leaving, inshallah. Allah grant them all a Hajj mabrur and a Hajj maqbool. And many of family, friends, acquaintances and neighbors will be very shortly leaving for this journey. One cannot help but reflect upon the whole concept of Hajj and why is it the fifth pillar of Islam. When we declare the kalima and the shahada, la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, we firmly believe in our Creator. We move to the next pillar which commands us to perform salah. We do this out of obedience initially, but there comes a point in our life when we perform our salah out of gratitude for all the bounties that Allah has favored us with. Initially, we perform salah out of a duty. When we were young, we were told that we have to read salah. It is a duty. But eventually, there comes a point in your life when you realize and you say, but why am I reading salah? And it brings you to this conclusion only out of gratitude for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after that, there comes a point where we realize the greatest gift that Allah has given us is the gift of life. And we fast to inculcate this taqwa and this consciousness of Allah because we crave for the mercy and the forgiveness of our transgressions. Then we pay zakah, our compulsory charity, and we give sadaqah, our voluntary charity, because we want others less fortunate than us to share in our rizq and to share in our provisions that we have been blessed with. And once we have fulfilled all these four pillars of Islam, we feel content to a certain extent. It is now that our heart and our soul starts to crave nearness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And whether we are aware of it or whether we're not aware of it, we'll feel a subconscious yearning to meet Allah. We know that someday we will be reunited with Allah. And my respected elders and friends, this is where Hajj brings us into the question. And this is where Hajj brings us into the equation. We do not have to wait for death to meet this yearning. It has been said that the gatherings of the plain of Arafah is like a miniature Qiyamah. It is a miniature day of resurrection. And during our lifetime, we are granted this unique opportunity to experience the savor from our Creator, Allah Rabbul Alameen. We often hear people commenting on those who have performed Hajj. We often hear, it is a very common sentence that people would make, and they say, but look at he or she has been to Makkah and she has gone for Hajj and he has gone for Umrah, but he has not changed his life at all. Sometimes these thoughts come into our minds. Respected elders and friends, Hajj does not change us. The change has to take place before undertaking. In fact, I would say that change is the wrong word to use. We do not change, we grow and we develop. If we change today, we can change back tomorrow. So we don't change, we grow and we develop this yearning and this consciousness of Allah. Life is a process of moving. From not knowing to knowing, it is a process of evolving. We do not change from a baby to a child and then to an adult. We grow from one stage to another. We develop the necessary skills to cope with each stage. Similarly, our faith and our iman needs to grow and needs to develop. It must grow from believing in what we cannot really conceive as a child to what we possibly conceive as a young adult until we reach the stage of clarity and the stage of mind. Respected elders and friends, when we look at Hajj portrayed, we see millions of people moving like a river in a flow. They have truly felt the tug of invisible cord that joins them to Allah Rabbul Alameen and have given in the longing to reconnect to the Creator, Allah Rabbul Alameen. Like a child who will return to his mother for succor and comfort,
All of us have this yearning for the one who is even more merciful than the best of mothers in this world. Whether we are aware of it or whether we are not aware of it. And this invitation, when this yearning is there in the heart, then this invitation comes from Allah Rabbul Alameen. Hajj offers me and you a unique opportunity to counter the scourge of secularism, to counter the scourge of secular humanism, provided that we do not cocoon ourselves and reduce this dynamic experience to an exclusive and privileged sojourn. It is the largest annual gathering of faith that offers pilgrimage an opportunity to interact as one common brotherhood, to identify the mutual challenges faced by this ummah and to draw strength from one another. It gives us a sense of belonging. Hajj provides us with unity of purpose. It infuses within us the sense of unreserved submission to Allah Rabbul Alameen. Hajj is an antithesis of humanism, of individualism. As an ummah, we do not live individual lives. We are a collective ummah. It is the united assembly of believers that transcends color, race, nationality, and identity. My respected elders and friends, Hajj is a reminder that jihad has to be fought at different levels. Jihad against the desires, jihad against media propaganda, jihad against economic exploitation, jihad against tyranny and despotism, jihad against the ideological warfare cloaked in popular buzzwords like sovereignty, rights, and freedom. Hajj is inextricably linked to the jihad of Ibrahim alayhi salam against the oppression of the ruling elite, against paganism, against idolatry, and the value system that was steeped in oppression and exploitation. Hajj is a means of paying tribute to Hajar alayhi salam for her sacrifice, for her commitment, and her forbearance that laid the foundation of the city of what we know today as Makkah al-Mukarramah. It was this one lady whose sacrifice, whose commitment had laid the foundation of Makkah today. We'll speak about her more, inshallah, next week. Hajj is an epitome of the subversions and the subservience to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hajj is a reaffirmation of the sovereignty of Allah and the vicegerency of men. May Allah make us amongst His chosen servants. My respected elders and friends, however, sadly, this year, Hajj and the standing of Arafah is going to be very different. Over 1.2, whatever the numbers are, will stand on the plains of Arafah, while 2 million people from Gaza will stand firm on the soil of their own land. The pilgrims will stand at Arafah, having stripped away worldly possessions, while the people of Gaza stand having lost everything. The pilgrims will break their fast, as fasting is not required for them, while the people of Gaza will remain fasting, for they have no food. The pilgrims will stand seeking forgiveness and mercy from Allah Rabbul Alameen, while the people of Gaza will stand bearing the bitterness of abandonment. The pilgrim's standing will end at sunset. The pilgrim's ending or standing will end at sunset. But the people of Gaza do not know when their trial will end. Ya Allah, does it pierce your heart? Where are you going, O Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? May Allah accept your pilgrimage, O people of dignity. You have entered the state of ihram seeking martyrdom or victory, while others entered seeking umrah or hajj. O people of Gaza, you wore your shrouds before the garments of ihram. You tasted hunger and displacement before tasting the joy of pilgrimage. You stood upon a mountain of pride and honor, not on the mountain of Arafah. You circled your grave and destroyed homes before circling the Kaaba. You offered your very own souls. You offered your very own souls, not sacrificial animals. You stoned the soldiers of Shaitan with the strength that you had before others stoned the pillar of Shaitan with 7 pebbles. What a jihad you made. What a jihad you made. In this 21st century, what a jihad you made. Allah honor you with what you deserve. My respected elders and friends, we find ourselves in very Mubarak and blessed days. Days that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions as most loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of righteous deeds. And there is no days in which righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah than these 10 days. So let us take this opportunity of maximizing that cord with Allah, finding that connection with Allah, so that perhaps by us finding our connection and by us pleading in the court of Allah, Allah will grant victory to the Mujahideen, inshallah. Allah show us that day, inshallah. And we have this opportunity once again to spend in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like I had mentioned, on these virtuous days, inshallah. Where deeds are multiplied, Allah's mercy and forgiveness knows no limits and bounds. Let us, inshallah, spend willingly and happily, inshallah, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will bless us in dunya, qabr, and akhirah, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.
Hayya
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إني أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بالتقوى الله عز وجل والتمسك بالسنة إخوة الإسلام إن الحج من أركان الإسلام فالحج له شأن عظيم في الإسلام كما يشاهد ذلك في موسم الحج فإن الحج من الشعائر فعظموا شعائر مولاكم فإن ذلك من تقواكم روى الشيخان عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي العمل قال إيمان بالله ورسوله قيل ثم ماذا قال الجهاد في سبيل الله قيل ثم ماذا قال حج مبرور وقال الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة وقال تعالى ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا فهذه النصوص القرآنية والأحاديث النبوية أوضح دليل على أهمة هذه الفريضة وشأنها العظيم ومنافها التي لا تعد ولا تحصى أخبر ذلك قوله سبحانه وتعالى ليشهدوا منافع لهم واعلموا أن المقاصد الأصلية من الحج والعمرة هي منافع الآخرة ورضوان من الله عز وجل وذلك هو الفوز العظيم أما منافع الدنيا باجتماع الحجاج والمعتمرين فلا يخفى علينا منها سياسية واقتصادية ومادية وكذا منافع الأضحية في أنحاء العالم كله لا يخفى علينا لكم فيها منافع كثيرة ومنها تأكلون اللهم اغفر للحجاج والمعتمرين ويسر لهم أداء مناسك الحج وأركانه وتقبل منهم ومنا معهم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم ارضع عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من ظلم الظالمين وعدوان المحتلين اللهم ألطف بإخواننا في فلسطين اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى اللهم زدها تعظيما وتكريما وتشريفا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وكنا عذاب النار اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Let us ensure that our soft state, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line, stand as close as possible.
put in the gaps.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي الصلاة حي الصلاة حي الفلاح حي الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Kindly ensure all surfaces are straight, shoulder to shoulder, with our heels in line. Kindly ensure that all cell phones are switched off, please. Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمتهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاوية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارك مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله
اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.